Good morning, and Easter blessings to all of you in our risen Savior's name. Our text for this morning's application is from Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24 and verse 32. Peter is speaking on Pentecost Sunday to the crowd of people. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. In Christ Jesus, whose resurrection from the dead is the most unique message of all time, dear fellow students of the Word, the resurrection is a unique message. After Jesus' resurrection, which was amazing in itself, the disciples didn't immediately go and tell people about it. That sounds pretty strange, doesn't it? Remember, the Holy Spirit hadn't come upon them in that special way yet, and Jesus was still with them, instructing them. But that all changed on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in a special way and changed these uneducated, fearful, timid men into bold proclaimers. We hear Peter here boldly proclaiming to the people, you have taken Jesus by lawless hands. You have crucified him. You put him to death. The law of God came thundering down upon the heads of the people. You crucified Christ. You killed the Lord of glory. You put the Messiah to death. But then he tells them the most amazing, most unique message of all time. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. The Messiah, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Man, Son of God, died, but came back to life again. Jesus knew that his Father would not abandon him in the grave. On the cross, he was abandoned. He was forsaken by his Father, so he would experience the pains and agony of hell and damnation for all of us to pay for our guilt and our punishment. But God the Father showed that he accepted his Son's sacrifice for the sins of the whole world by raising him from the dead. Only the resurrection of Jesus assures us of our resurrection someday to everlasting life. And by that death and resurrection, we have perfect peace with God. That makes Christianity, in this message of the empty tomb, Jesus' resurrection, the most unique in all of history. All the many messiahs and saviors down the history of the world, they've all died, and their bodies are still decaying in the grave. Only this, the true Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man, died and rose again. Peter concludes this portion of the sermon by saying, this Jesus God has raised up. This Jesus intentionally put first an emphasis. This Jesus whom you killed. This Jesus whom you rejected. This Jesus whom you despised. God raised him back to life. And it's not only the heart and core of Peter's sermon. That's the heart and core of all Christian teaching. Without the resurrection of Jesus, Christianity would be useless. If Jesus just died and then never rose again, his body still somewhere rotting in Jerusalem, then we'd be the most pitied of all people. We'd be still in our sins without any hope of eternal life. But the resurrection of Jesus is an historical fact. It happened 2,000 years ago. That can't be changed. That can't be undone. Peter then adds, recalling what Jesus said to them on that first Easter evening, and again just before he ascended to heaven, of which we are all witnesses. That statement acknowledges the mission that Jesus gave not only to his disciples, but to all of his followers. Before Jesus' death, the disciples didn't always understand, didn't always know what Jesus was talking about, but now they truly understood. Now they truly knew what Jesus wanted them. He gave them a purpose in life, meaning to life. He gave them this message, this mission, this co-mission, the Great Commission, to go out and tell the world. Tell the world the most unique mission, unique message the world's ever heard. That God the Father loved the world so much that he sent his Son into this world to live a perfect life of obedience for us, thought, word, and deed. And that perfection is applied to us through faith. And then die upon the cross and rise again from the dead to assure us that our payment of sin has been paid for in full, and that we too someday will rise. Whether they felt they had that ability or not, whether they felt they were good at it or not, they were called to be witnesses. Witnesses to tell others. So also this morning the Lord is saying to you, whether you feel like you have the ability or not, whether you feel like you're good at it or not, you too are my witnesses. You have a purpose in your life. You have a reason for living. And that is to tell people that Jesus lived for you and died. But that more than that, 3 days later, he rose from the dead and has assured us that we too shall rise. And someday he'll come back again on the great resurrection day and take us all to be with him in heaven. You are all witnesses. A witness is someone who tells what he's seen, who tells what he's heard, who tells what he has learned. All of us have seen and heard Jesus' resurrection, his death and resurrection through eyes of faith. And now we have that purpose, that meaning. We are his witnesses. About 50 years ago, when I was in seminary, one of my professors said to our seminary students, God doesn't really care about your ability or your inability. He cares about your availability. He'll give you the ability. So we pray that you too make yourself available. Available, starting this morning, to speak to each other. Speak to your friends, classmates, strangers, relatives, those whom you meet, about a crucified and risen Savior. Let's pray. Dear resurrected, never living Savior Jesus, as we live our lives, send your Holy Spirit to encourage us, to motivate us, to move us, to compel us to speak to others, our relatives, neighbors, friends, and strangers, about you, the crucified and risen Savior. Amen. We'll conclude the singing of hymn 203. 203.